Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah!
Praise him, hallelujah. Who wouldn't love and serve a God like this? Glory be to God. He is my glory. He is our strong tower. Nobody like you, God. Nobody like you, Lord. Praise be to God, family. Good evening. I'm your host tonight on Women Speak Now, fourth Thursday. We say fourth Thursday of the last quarter. We got to thank God. Thank God. If you haven't thanked him all day, continue to thank him. Thank God for his goodness. Thank God for his mercy. Praise be to God. Amen. In the name of Jesus, I just want to give honor to God for allowing me this opportunity of another broadcast of Women Speak Now. And also I want to give honor to Pastor Reed, the head over our Now Network family, our Now Church, our P2P, or his Wake Up. Just honor to him for his endeavors. Just doing what God has told him to, being obedient to God. When God speaks to us, we have to be obedient. Family, this word the Lord has gave me a few weeks ago, because we know our Women Speak Now broadcast, we still have open the first and second Thursdays. I'm listening to God. I'm listening to God, what he wants to be done. This is why we say we should be doing everything decent and order for him, for his sake, not for our sake, not for man's sake, but for God's sake, for his kingdom. Praise be to God. Family, the Lord has gave me this word. He gave it to me a few weeks ago. When the Lord gives me something in my word, I said, Lord, you must want me to do something with this. He said, yes. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I come to you, Father, humbly to say thank you. Thank you, Father, for another opportunity to use me as a vessel. Just use me, Lord. Empty me as Terry and use me as your vessel to share this word tonight. Father, in the name of Jesus, I just thank you. I thank you, Father, for your unmerited grace and your unmerited favor. I thank you, Father, for your discipline. When I needed discipline. Father, I just thank you for your many blessings to come. I thank you in advance, Father. I thank you for everything you have done. Father, you told us in your word to give thanks to you in everything, for that's your will for us in Christ Jesus. So, Father, I thank you. I thank you, Lord, in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus. Family, the word the Lord has gave me, and we know it, it's a cliche, we use it all the time. We say, okay, obedience is better than sacrifice. That's what we say. But I was saying, Lord, we know that obedience, but obedience is always, we have to say always better than sacrifice. And when the Lord was giving that to me, I was saying, you know, that's so true. Because I know once before I was making a cake, and I wanted to substitute something. And I could substitute. I substituted something. The cake didn't come out right. You can't sacrifice what's on there, the main ingredients, and expect for it to come out right. Always say, family, this is a time we should be listening. Just sitting still. He said, be still and know that I am God. Listening to what God is speaking to us. Sometimes he may tap on our hearts in the middle of the night. It may be early in the morning. It may be while you're at work on your lunch break. But listen to God. We have to listen to him to be able to obey him. Because I always say in this world, there's so many things of the world going on. They got TV, they got radio, they got so many electronics. I pray for this generation because it takes away that be still time and know that I am God so we can hear from him. I always say I've been without TV. I've been without TV self-fasting from it for about 2 or 3 months. And you know what? It feels good. I can go to the website to see what's going on. And I have my sister, Minister Ross, and she keeps me up on date. But I'm right now in this season, in this time, I'm about God's business. God's business and what he has for me. We all have to be about God's business and what he has for each and every one of us. Like I said, what he has for me is for me. What he has for you is for you. This is why it's time to just be still and listen. Listen to the Holy Spirit, whatever he's saying. If he said don't talk on the phone, he said don't cut on the TV, don't do it. If he says read more of his word, get into more of his word, meditate it on day and night, do that. We have to be listening. We have to listen so we can hear the voice of God. I thank God all the time, family. I always say Thursdays are thankful Thursday, thankful. He said, but in everything, be thankful. Be thankful in the good times and the bad times. God always say, my bad times is what brought me back to him. Brought me back to him where I would seek him with all my heart. I have no distractions. I'm not going to let nothing distract me. Sometimes we got to shut things out. He said, go in your secret place. Go in your secret place where it's just him and you, him and I. That way we can be able to hear. Sometimes we go in that secret place, we want to do all this talking. Go in that secret place and just listen. Listen to what God has to say to us, what he's deposited into us. Because us as vessels and beacons of God, he wants to deposit something into us so we can get in on these lines, get out, and share what God has put in us. I always say when God gets near word, he sends ministering to myself first before I can minister to you all. Praise be to God, family. Again, family, my subject matter tonight is obedience is always better than sacrifice. When we talk about obedience means compliance with an order our request, our law, our submission to one, to another's authority. Children were taught to show their parents obedience. Some similar words for obedience, family, is compliance. You know, when you're on the job, they have compliance. You got to be that. You got to go by this, the rules and regulations. And then a duty. We have a duty to be obedient. Also, family, respect. It is a duty to be obedient. We must respect. And again, I say that word, discipline. Discipline is part of obedience. Sometimes we may ask ourselves, I'm going through things that seem like I'm going through so much, but God won't put on our plate no more than what he can have, we can handle, and he'll find us a way of escape. But sometimes we may feel like that. That's a period of discipline. I've been there. And I said, Lord, I know I need discipline because it wasn't me doing your will. It was doing Terry's will. So we got to just listen to God. Always say, Lord, just still me. Still me so I can hear from you. Praise be to God. And then also, family, another one for obedience is submission, submissiveness. Some of us have a problem with submission. You're going to submit to somebody. If you're going to submit to somebody, you better be submitted to God. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Family, I can't help but praise him. When he said he's been good to me, he's been good to me for my inner self, for my inner peace. He's been better than this whole wide world or you could ever be. That inner peace, when nothing else could calm you from the inside out. Praise be to God. Family, our obedience, we say, is always better than sacrifice. We have to say amen. Our obedience is, when we say our, I'm speaking about you and I. Our obedience is very important to our God. He reminds us in his word. We get in his word over and over. He reminds us. The Old Testament and the New Testament. So family, if you have your Bibles, and I know we all do, if you have the electronic, if you have the paper, let's go to Exodus 20 and 12. 20 and 12, Exodus. Amen. And it reads, honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord your God is giving you. Then we read, family, in his word. When we read in his word, he's speaking to you personally and I. He's, make it personal. Put our name in there. Again, family, let's turn to Ephesians 6 and 1. God reminds us about obedience. He reminds, he commands us again, and it reads, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. This is right. God is our Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father, we should obey him as we do our earthly father, and our earthly mother. Amen. When we put our faith in God, genuine, we will live a life. We will live a life. Sometimes I say, family, most of us, we're trying to please ourselves. We're trying to please the world. We're trying to please man. But when we live a lifestyle pleasing in the sight of God, and we know he's omnipresent, he sees all, he's right with us where we go. He sees us if we're imitating Jesus, Jesus Christ. We must obey his commands. Not that we have to. You ain't got to do nothing. But because we want to operate and walk in the newness of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah, family, I'm going to go back because I think I forgot to tell you. One of the opposites of obedience is disobedience and rebellion. This is what I'm saying. Because we want to do it, not because we have to. We want to operate and walk in his newness. Hallelujah. I always say over and over, the Bible tells us that our God, he blesses and rewards our obedience. Amen. Now, family, we're going to turn to James 1, 22 through 25. Amen. And it reads, but be doers of the word, not only hearers, deceiving ourselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man observing his natural face in the mirror. Jesus, help us. For he observes himself, goes away, and immediately forgets what kind of man he was. Thank you, Jesus. But he looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues in it. And it is not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work. This one will be blessed in what he does. We do remember, family, growing up and obeying our parents. Oh, praise be to God. And if we did not obey our parents, there were consequences. I mean immediate consequences. Immediately, where we were physically receive whoopings. Some of us know what them whoopings are, with belts and switches. Back in my day, they tell you, go to the tree and pick your own switch. Pick your own switch. And we know where them smaller ones had a huge lasting sting. You might as well pick the big one. Praise be to God. Obey our parents or else. The same principle, obey our Father God. are the same principles. Our obedience shows, it shows family. It shows our God that we are willing for him to enable us to do and to obey whatever he asks of us. Whatever he asks of us. Some of us can be obedient to others and do and jump hurdles to do what they do. But are we doing what God is asking us? Our obedience, family, it grows us closer to him. Closer. It improves our relationship with him. And it prepares us for whatever he leads us to. Praise be to God. And it grows us as a person, as children of God. Praise be to God. Being obedient. It demonstrates our belief, our faith, and our trust in God. Praise him. I say, I can't help but praise him. Our obedience demonstrates our love and our faithfulness. Faithfulness. Family, if you've got your word still there in front of you, we're going to 1 John 5, 2 through 3. 1 John 5, 2 through 3. By this, we know that we love the love of children of God when we keep his commandments. He said, when we keep his commandments, that's being obedient. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome. Not burdensome. Our obedience is a sure way of unlocking blessings for our lives. Obedience is a command, and it is linked. Obedience is linked to love and joy. I always say, count it all joy when we run into various trials. They're coming. Go, family, again to John 15, 10 through 11. The word of God reads, if you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments. Same thing. Imitating Jesus. And abide in his love. Amen, amen, and amen. We have to just praise him. Family, we remember growing up as little children, following orders and directions of our parents. And we were rewarded, not expecting anything, but out of love. Our parents rewarded us. The same principles of our wonderful Heavenly Father, God. Amen? And rewarding family, rewarding blessings doesn't always mean or spell out physical, tangible things, family. Some people think blessings are only monetary values. His blessings can be in the form of inner peace. I thank him because he is my peace. It can be in the form of soul healing. It can be a form of spiritual awakening, etc. We can keep on with the blessing God, blessing upon blessing he gives us. It can be in the form of he didn't open our eyes. In these times, it's a blessing when God opens our eyes. First thing we should say, thank you, Jesus. Let me get on and pray you and glorify and magnify your name in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you. I tell you, family, for us to equip to be obedient, we must be in his word daily. Daily, asking God to empower us with the Holy Spirit so that our lives, that's your life, my life, honor him. And as he has told us to honor our mothers and fathers, amen, he reminds us, family, in his word, he reminds us in Proverbs 22:6. I love this verse. One of these, I just love it. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he gets old, he won't depart from it. Amen. Train them up to be obedient to his word. We all have had, I know, family, we all have had a pet. You know, you get a pet dog, a pet cat, whatever you got is your pet. But we have to train them up with discipline discipline. You had to teach that little dog how to poop over here and how to drink over here and, you know, what to do and walk. We had to discipline them with obedience. You know what I'm saying? We're not animals, but we should all be trained up to be obedient. Train us up, Lord. Hallelujah. I always say, just think about our country. Our country, we have armed services. They all must be obedient to the commands of the Army, the Navy, and the Air Force to protect our nation well. Well, we can sleep comfortably. You know, there's some countries where they have bombs going off on the side as they lay them down. Lord, you lay me down. They have bombs going off. But we have to be, they're obedient. They're obedient to the commands of the Army, the Navy, and the Air Force. Our obedience, family, I say obedience becomes a natural behavior when we are trained up well with discipline. I always say with discipline. When you say with discipline, because CPS and nobody has authority greater than God. Thank you, Jesus. We are his children, and what's going on to train us up to operate so that we can walk? He's training us so that we can walk in obedience in his word. This means we must study his word. What he says in his word, meditate on it day and night. Study with the children. If we have children, study with the children, speaking with them on the levels of their understanding. Amen. Praise be to God. Obedience is always. People say, we say obedience is better than sacrifice. Always better than sacrifice. And it pays off in this lifetime. Thank you, Jesus. Lifetime, our journey. When we as children obeyed our parents, life was so much better. Being obedient to our Father God, the Father of all, he's the Father of all of us, our lives will be so much better. We should be shouting hallelujah. Rules and regulations. We grew up on some rules and regulations in the city of Compton. But our rules and regulations are designed to keep our lives trouble-free. Rules and regulations help us to go around that trouble, to recognize trouble before we get to it. When we disobey the rules and regulations of society, we end up in jail or prison. Family, we have to say, let's be real about it. Here in our home country, United States, where we live, United States of America, USA, whatever we call it, our great nation, we have the highest incarceration rates in the world. Now, that ain't no statistic we want. The highest incarceration in the world. And I'm not going to break it down on the stats. Amen? Because I'm not like that. Because we are all God's people. But disobedience, praise be to God. The highest incarceration rates in the world with the death penalty in the United States. Sometimes we got to ask ourselves. Our behaviors of disobedience come from learning wrong behaviors and leaning on our own understanding. It always says doing our own things. They say things. We remember the Isley Brothers song back in the days. It's your thing. Do what you want to do. That's not true. We be following his word. That's not true. We better be following his word. Amen. Praise be to God. We should respect the laws and the rules of society and the authorities in place. Reference to Romans 13. Family, I have family and friends, family and children, who've been inside prisons fighting for their physical freedom. Release them from those buildings. I always say they are free in their minds. As he says in his word, he who the Son makes free is free indeed. Glory, hallelujah. Renewing our minds, family. Renewing our minds of disobedience. Following Jesus Following Jesus requires obedience. Thank you, Jesus. This is why he says to train them up, and that we may need to convert. He said, convert to little children, being obedient to his word. Praise be to God. In our households, family, schooling is a form of discipline. When in our households, we should be disciplining. And in schools, schooling is a form of discipline. It prepares us for the workplace. It prepares the younger generation for the workforce to be obedient as employees on the job. My God, I always say, Lord, have your way. Family, we must be taking back what the enemy is trying to steal. He's trying to steal from these generations. We have to put our children, family, in our households, put our children on chores, as our generations before us have done. We must be preparing them and equipping them to transition into obedient teenagers so that they are ready to abide, thank you, Jesus, by the rules and regulations, obedient to their elders, obedient to love and respect one another. Amen? Obedience. Our freedom, family, comes from self-discipline, to restrain and to pass up quick pleasure schemes. Those quick pleasure screens, when we pass them up for a greater reward that is in the future. Thank you, Jesus. Let us not perish. Teaching them that doing that homework that the teacher sends home with them, that they are doing now, will pay off. Thank you, Jesus. It'll pay off and they'll be walking across the graduation stages, not just one. Stages. Always say obedience, family, is always better than sacrifice. Amen. Also, family, in our marriages, those that have marriage, when we are obedient to the vows, joined together by God, that's the difference. Joined together by God, there's a possibility that more couples would be together. Praise be to God. In his word, family, he teaches us how to be obedient. Obedient from the inside out. That we can apply to all our walks on this journey. Obedience, family, is an ongoing process. Ongoing. And the good news, family, is that we can ask for forgiveness for our disobedient ways. Praise be to God. It's not a God don't bless no man. Believe me, he knows us. He knows our strengths. He knows our shortcomings. Thank you, Jesus. Sometimes, family, we just have to just say, Lord, forgive me for being disobedient. It's okay. We have to go back to square one, believing and knowing and trusting God to obey him. Believing, we have to believe him and know him and trust in him so we can obey him. Praise be to God. We have to be able to recognize his voice. He said, my sheep hear my voice and they follow. Because sometimes, family, if you don't know the voice of God, you can be following somebody else. That's why he said, be still and know that I'm God so you can hear. This has been a period right now of just listening. Family, I'll tell you, we are living in these times now where we hear so many voices. That's why we must know his voice, to obey him. I'll tell you, there may be other voices speaking to us. Our discernment to recognize his voice, it grows with us spending time in his word. We shouldn't let one day go by when we don't open his word or go over something through the word of God. And not just prayer, because sometimes we go in and pray, we need some things, but in his word to learn more of his ways. The time in his word is when we find the things he holds us accountable to be obedient. We can't perish for lack of knowledge because we don't know. But when we get in his word, he holds us accountable to be obedient. Our obedience is also, family, important because I always say others are watching us. Yes, they are watching us, watching us as believers, checking out our Christ-like behaviors. Minister Terry knows she shouldn't have said that. Praise be to God. She shouldn't have acted that way. They are watching our Christ-like behaviors in the sight of God. Amen. Because I said, God sees all. He's omnipresent. Let's go to the Word of God, family, in Matthew 21:28-31. This was the parable of the two sons. And this is in red letters. We know in red letters, this is Jesus speaking. And it reads, but what do you think? A man has two sons. And he came to the first and said, son, go today in my vineyard. He answered and said, I will not. But afterwards, he regretted it, and he went. Then he came to the second and said, likewise. And he answered and said, I go, sir. But he did not go. Which of the two did the will of the Father? They said to him, the first. Yes, the first, he said. He will not. After he regrets, he did. And the second one just said straight out he wouldn't go, and he did. Praise be to God. Do we remember, family, growing up, our parents telling us as children to do some chores? And when we got home, they check to see whose was done and whose wasn't. Being obedient is always better than sacrifice. I always say, my God, let us do what God is calling us to do. Yet, I always say, we can never be obedient if we don't get into his word. Our very own relationship means spending time with one another, with him, that we can be obedient to what he's telling. He's telling me, and he's telling you personally. What he speaks to us personally, as parents speak to you, their children. The Father speaks to us as those who are parents, as you speak to your children. He knows us and requires more attention and time for us to get into that obedient stage. He knows. He knows some of us need more attention to get into the obedience stage. We always say, my mentor, you know, Pastor E, he's my mentor, Dr. Hamilton. He said a long time ago, we're going to mind somebody. So why not be minding our Father? Minding our Father covers all the aspects of our life. Praise be to God. In obedience. Being obedient to him. We are obedient in our classes. If you're in class, on our jobs, in our congregations, yes, us receiving obedience through his word, it omits the murmurs and the complaints. I always say, the more we let his word within us, the more we are obedient to everything, to others, as they ask and request our services. Praise be to God. We know it's all for the glory of God. Praise be to God. I remember, family, growing up, our mama reminding us, the word of God says, a disobedient child lives half his days. Well, in his word, in Ephesians 6:1-3, family, we still got our word of God open. It reads, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with you, and you may live long on the earth. Praise be to God. We worship, family, and glorify our God with our obedience. It shows extravagant respect. Thank you, Pastor E. Extravagant was created man. He created man to rule over the earth, over the animals, to work the ground. I always say, when we operate in obedience in his word, his statutes, his commands. We love him with our all. He said, and then we love our neighbors as we love ourselves. It's amazing how following him in his word can solve many problems of the world. Being obedient to love one another. Love does not hurt. Love is kind. Praise be to God. I always say love is kind. Love does not go. It does not commit crimes. Obedience is always better than sacrifice. Hallelujah. Operating family in obedience. Do we think we can be on a job, in the workplace, being insubordinate, insubordinate without consequences? Praise be to God. Our butts would be fired on the spot and security would be called to escort us out. So if we can be subordinate and obedient in the workplace to get that paycheck, so I know we can be obedient on the job as well as we can in the sight of God. I always say because he's omnipresent and all-knowing. He even knows the thoughts. He knows the thoughts of our insubordination. I always say, I am interchanging them, insubordination, disobedience. Amen? Again, I say, family, obedience is always better than sacrifice. Amen? Family, in the book of Genesis, Genesis 1:22-19. This is paraphrase. God has spoken to Abraham to bring his son Isaac as a burnt offering. Abraham was obedient, and he also was obedient when the angel of the Lord called upon him and told him, do not lay a hand on the lad. His obedience showed that he feared the Lord. Hallelujah. The fear of the Lord. Obedience is always better than sacrifice. Obedience, family, is a process. It takes time. Knowing the Father, knowing what's best for us. He wants what's best for us. Amen? That's why he reminds us we must decrease. That's the me and more him. That he increase. Our obedience, family, it enables us to live a life of joy without shame, rooted and grounded in the Lord, walking in victory, confidence of our eternal hope, Jesus. Blessed are those whose way is blameless, who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are those who keep his testimony, who seek him with their whole heart. Blessed. Obedience is always better than sacrifice. Praise be to God. Family, we should be thanking God for being full of mercy and compassion. He is gracious. Thank you, Jesus. If we have been living for ourselves or the world, we can ask for his forgiveness. We can ask. We can repent and be obedient to his word. Hallelujah. It doesn't take no time where you can just stop and say, Lord, forgive me for being disobedient. He freely give, and we'll choose to forget our sins and remember no more. Praise be to God. This is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, thus says the Lord. I will put my laws on their hearts and in their minds, and I will write them. Praise be to God. And then he adds, their sins and their lawless deeds, I will remember no more. We should be all jumping up and shouting for joy. Hallelujah. Because the obedient walk on this journey, we will need to go to our Father. Lord, forgive me for my disobedience. It doesn't matter if it's small or big. I always say none of us are perfect. Amen. But we are striving to do better now, to operate in the characteristics of Christ. Amen. Our relationship in his word will change us. It changes us from the inside out. I have never been a serious cursor, family, but I know I would let some choice words fly out of my mouth when I got heated. But I thank God, I thank the Holy Spirit for the fruits. because I now have self-control over my tongue. Hallelujah. In Colossians 3, family, we still got our word out. But it says, but you now yourselves are put off these. He said to put off these, anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy language out of your mouth. And then again, family, in Ephesians 4:29, it tells us, let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, but what is good for necessary edification, that it may impart grace to the hearers. Amen. Praise be to God. And also, family, in James 4:8, it reminds us to draw closer to God, and he will draw close to us. And when we want, and when we want what to know God better, we have to walk closely with him. To walk closely with him, family, we must be obeying him. There just ain't no way, not his way on Sundays, just on Sundays, and then my way Monday through Friday, and the world's way on the weekend. Uh-uh. No, no, no. His way. I always say his way, his word, his will. Amen. Always thank God that I finally, I'm getting understanding. He said, and all are getting, get understanding. I always say, we have to share Jesus. Let no one perish for lack of knowledge. He said, let not my people perish for lack of knowledge. You know, we can learn songs. We can learn every word to a song. Tell somebody a complete details of a new movie that we really enjoy. But can we tell somebody about Jesus? Can we? How being obedient to his word has constantly changing us from the inside to do better. From the inside to do better. We have to share with people just being in Christ Jesus. We're doing better. Be better. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I always say, can't help but praise him and give him what he's due. Praise him. We got to just praise him over circumstances. No matter what your circumstances look like, tell your problems how big your God is. Don't accept them. Praise be to God. There is no greater obedience, family, in our life than to obey the Lord and Creator, God. God has given us his rules and his regulations in his scriptures. And when we obey God's laws, we will receive greater reward in our lives and greater reward in our eternal life. Praise be to God, family. Family, let's go to scripture and his word, Deuteronomy 11:1. And it reads, therefore you shall love the Lord your God and keep his charge, his statutes, his judgments, his commands. Always. Yes. Always. Yes. Hallelujah. That's why obedience is always better than sacrifice. When temptation comes, we got to speak it out. Obedience is better than sacrifice. If Jesus had not been obedient to the Father to lay down his life to pay for our sin debt in full, oh, hallelujah, Jesus. I always say, where would we be? We don't want to know. This is why we pray. He said, pray before everything. Listen and follow. Being obedient to the directions of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Amen. Family, it is our love for God with all our heart, all our mind, our strength, and soul. It gives us the strength to obey him. We recognize that when we obey the Lord, our Savior, he is well pleased with God. And his grace and favor be upon us. His grace and favor. Hallelujah. Family, in my closing, I'm going to say, there's no better time than now to be obedient. Obedient to God, saying yes. Yes to his will. Yes to his word. Yes to his way. I always say, let us all strive together for the one church. He's coming back for one church. To be obedient to the laws and regulations that he has put before us that protects us in the mighty name of Jesus. Family, that's my closing on this Women Speak Now, fourth Thursday. always say obedience is better than sacrifice. We can't do something half-heartedly. We have to be obedient to his word. Time, don't rush over his word. Take time and let him speak. When we go in prayer, we don't always have to be speaking. God knows our needs, wants all of that. Sometimes we just got to listen. Let him deposit in us what he has for us today. Yesterday was a new day. Yesterday is gone. Tomorrow's not promised, but he has something new for us now. Always thank God. I thank God for when the hand of God came upon me. It was at a dark time in my life. This is why he said we're to be the light, to bring light upon the darkness of the world. Whatever you have in you as a child of God, share it with somebody. Somebody just needs to know which way I need to go to receive Jesus, to receive the light, just to receive his word. Don't be ashamed. Don't keep it to yourself. He's not all of ours personally. He's for us all. We must share him. I thank God for him. I thank God for all you guys too, family. I thank God you took time off tonight to be on this call tonight. And I thank God for those that might come later on the archives. I just thank God. I always thank God. I thank him over circumstances. This is why, family, I said I've been fasting from the news, fasting from things. But I tell you, social media is where we can share Jesus with so many around the world. But I thank God. Praise be to God. Obedience is better than sacrifice. We always say thank you, Jesus, for your goodness.
Yes, it
praise
is.
Be to God. Praise him, Pastor E. Hallelujah.
Obey.
Whew, I say, obey.
Well, you know obedience to God is not only a way to worship him, but that's really the place where we get closer to him, where we,
yes, right.
We get obedient. That's where we prepare for whatever he leads us to, and how he grows us as a person is by obedience.
Right.
I love when you went to Deuteronomy and said it's either one way or the other. You obey and be blessed,
yes,
or you disobey and be cursed.
That's right.
There ain't no middle room when obedience comes. Is you either get this or you get that. But then Jesus even said, if you love me, you will obey what,
yeah,
I command.
Yes, that's right.
John 14.
That's
so
right.
Obedience is very, very, very important in our relationship and our growth. And our consistency,
amen,
with God, just to continue to obey him. Good word, good word. I'm going to stop there because I can
praise
preach with
God.
You. If you're out there, you want to,
amen,
get in the conversation, dial 1 because obedience is on the line. Minister Carolyn, good
and
evening,
always.
Woman of God. Welcome to Women Speak Now with What's the Word and Pastor Terry.
Good evening, Pastor Terry and Pastor E. I love both of you guys. I came in late. I was dozing off,
love,
and I'm like,
too.
Oh, my God. I am with this obedience stuff. It's like with me, you know, my transparency, and a lot of people say I'm ghetto, but that's okay, too. But I am so tired of being beat down at what Pastor E said as cursed by doing the wrong,
yes,
wrong things. Saying the wrong things. So I had to, like, take a step back from everything and everyone to try to get in tune, not just with God, but first of all, myself. And don't nobody,
amen,
know me better than me. And I had gotten to the point where I was so angry and so agitated that I started getting on my own nerves, my,
uh-oh,
actions and my reactions, and I was working my own self up, and then I thought that's why you stay so sick, because you get so mad and you yell and you holler, and then it's like I was speaking death of, I wasn't being obedient or believing and trusting in the word of God. I was like, well, I only have, you know, one check, and then I don't have no cash. And then, well, you know, it's a whole lot of things out there. But you got to get up and go after them. Even if I only make $5 a day, it's more than nothing a day. So I start thinking of other things. And when you start doing better things, you start feeling better. because the word of God says that I am the head and not the tail. I am above and not beneath. You know, abundance is his will for me. And that I won't settle for less. You know, I want to be the lender and not the borrower. And, yes, people care for me, and they always sold into me. They sold those seeds. But I wasn't reaping the harvest. So that made me look bad, and it may have, if other people seen, may have felt like Pastor E sowing into me. And I'm not sitting around and I'm just doing nothing with what he's sowing and what he's teaching, then that means his harvest ain't good. And how am I going to make him look bad? Well, it's not his fault because I didn't do what he said, because I didn't read the scripture he said, because I didn't, him and everybody else that have sold into me.
Amen.
So now I've had a little while because I'm being obedient.
Right. You know what I said, Minister Carolyn, doesn't matter how much we've been disobedient, we can always stop right then on the spot and have direct access to go to God and ask him for his forgiveness for our disobedience, because I have been disobedient sometimes on some things I should be doing, but I can go to God right then and ask for his forgiveness, because we're not perfect. This is a journey we're on. He's a forgiving Father.
That's right.
So
that's right. That's right.
Nothing we don't hide. We should be ashamed of nothing, because it's only through him that's going to strengthen us to move forward and to leave that past behind. Because disobedience, I said, it's a journey. It's to be obedient to him. It's a journey, and as we get closer to him, he said, when we continue to draw closer to him, he draws more close to us. So, Minister Carroll, keep doing what you're doing, and
that's
go
right,
straight
that's
to
right.
him.
But see,
at that time.
And remember this. Mm-hmm. And remember this. If you're really dealing with godly
everything.
People,
mm-hmm.
look,
yes.
If you're really dealing with godly people, you know this, that they're going to be the first ones to embrace you. If you're really dealing
yes.
with godly people, they're not looking at what happened yesterday. They're looking at what's going on right now and how do we go forward and how do we keep encouraging
yes.
each other to do better
You
go
know
ahead.
What I realized, too? If I'm really dealing with godly people, I have to really understand that godly people are just that. They're people just like me. And they make
yes.
mistakes. And they have feelings, and they
that's
may
why
say
they godly
something
people.
Wrong. That's like I may say
Amen.
Wrong. Like I may,
we all
and I have
him.
To learn how to accept
Depended
that.
On him.
And one thing I will confess and say, I'm not like you. I don't have choice words. I need to be delivered from
Amen.
Cuss words, and,
yes.
and that's my truth. Because if I get mad, sometimes I'll cuss. You know, so.
Wait a minute, hold on. Okay.
Check
this out. But since you said that, who on this broadcast right now, it don't do the same thing she just said?
Yeah.
I'll be the first one to step up and say, don't make me mad. I'll be the first one to say, don't make me mad. I know I'm going to get one word in.
She didn't hear me. I said, if I get heated, but. I thank God that he has given me self-control to control this little member, that
yes.
I can be more selective before I had before come out. I have more control to let it out, but only through him, only with him.
But mess with it the wrong way, you'll still get cussed out. That goes for me, too. And we all are reactional people. And
yeah.
I've gotten a lot better. And now
in
I'm able
DNA.
To cuss in the background. Now I'm able to cuss by
my...
but we all go through the same struggles.
For me to realize my wrong and to go back and try to right them. You
that's
know,
right.
it makes
sense. That's what it's all about.
It may have
that's
taken
what it's all
a year
about.
Or whatever. But I'm still
yes,
trying. It's one day at a time.
Well,
we're
glad you're here tonight.
It's not just recovery from drugs and alcohol. It's recovery
yes.
from being a bad mouth girl.
Well, you know what, Mr.
Carolyn? Just being.
We see the Jesus in her, though, Pastor. I know the Jesus in you, Minister Carolyn.
That's right.
We love
that's
you
right.
and we embrace you.
Amen. Bless you, woman of God.
Amen.
Come on out Saturday. Make a way. Come to the Harvest Festival. It's going down.
Yes,
our next caller, Evangelist Virginia Valentine. Welcome to Women Speak Now and What's the Word with Pastor Terry.
Well, thank you. And how are you doing today?
Blessed. In the city. In the fields.
Blessed wherever I go.
Wherever I go.
Hello there, Pastor Terry.
Well, hello there, Evangelist Virginia. How are you?
Oh, I'm blessed.
Don't get me started. Her Minister Carolyn came on. We having a reunion up in here. How are you, my sister? Praise God.
Well, Pastor Terry.
Oh, listen, she put a lot of emphasis on that. You didn't talk to me, call me Sister Terry, Miss Orange County. Come on now. You ain't got to put no emphasis on no pastor. I'm a child of God. You know that I'm that first. Praise God.
Well, you know
God.
I called
Amen.
You that, Minister Terry, my friend, my family, and all the above.
All right. All right now. Praise
yeah.
God, Evangelist.
But I was listening to you with an awesome subject, with an awesome word, with an awesome sermon you just brought, talking about obedience. And I
yeah.
love it.
Glory to God.
I love it.
Yes.
And you talked about obedience, how the kids and our faith Ephesians 6, say children obey your parents in the Lord.
Obey
in
them.
The Lord.
No matter what.
Mm-hmm.
In
the
Lord.
Right. And while
yes.
you were preaching, this scripture fell in my spirit. Also, it says, be willing and obedient. We can
Amen.
Be good. Being willing and obedient, yeah. we can either give it up or
willing.
Lady. You can
willing.
Take obedience.
That, but yes, willing, yes. willing comes under submission. Submission.
Yes.
This is what I'm saying. Submission is similar to. It's a synonym of obedience.
Yes.
Submission. A lot of people don't like to submit. You know, but they
yes.
get on a job and they'll submit to their authorities on the job. But are you going to submit to God? You should be fully submitted to Him. You go on that job, you're already in line.
Amen.
You lined up with
yes.
submission. You didn't already, Amen. Your walk is right. Your spirit is right. Your character is right. When you go in there, your mindset is right. So if we get
yes.
the obedience of God within us, no matter where we go, everything will fall in place. Amen.
Yes.
Praise Him.
And and you just said so much obedient. You can take obedient. You can go a long way.
He
you
said.
Can do so much with the word obedient.
But and you know what evangelists always say? It starts at when he says to train them up. Because like
train
I was saying, disobedience has got a lot of our youth and our millennials in prison, behind prison bars, especially in the United States. And then United States carries a death penalty than more than around the world. And this is what, that's my ministry, men and women that getting incarcerated for being disobedient. God has laid these
yeah.
laws down here. If we knew His word, we know the laws, and we could apply His word and the laws within us as we go out. And then we won't be getting into this trouble, even when we tempt it. We can know, we can be able to avoid it. We can be able to fight off the tactics of the enemy to get us to fall in this entrapment, to get us in these prisons. Oh, praise God, you know. Mm.
Yes.
I thank
Open,
Him.
Open,
I thank Him for
Open,
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen.
Open,
that's
Amen.
That's what.
Amen.
The 28th chapter.
Yeah.
And it talks about obedience.
Obedience. Obedience,
yes.
Evangelist, when you think about it, if being my mom used to raise us as a child, disobedient child of all the ways. And I think some of the things her and my grandmother had instilled in us listening to this. And because, you know, it's coming to fruition through God's word and my relationship with Him. But then I look at some of them, my writing ministers inside, disobedient. You can't go against the laws of the world when He has put them in place. If you know His
Amen.
Word in there first, we will be, our walk would be better out there. He said, put us in the world, but not of the world. We'll be well behaved.
That's right.
In the
that's
world.
Right. And we'll get some accurate you know, that when you're obedient to God, you could be obedient to anyone. And it's not hard
that's right.
to submit
you can take that anyway.
Because you're looking not at the person, but you're looking at God, and you're saying, you know what? God is the authority. God, God appoints authority. God is the
right.
figure of authority
Ultimate.
And order.
Yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
we we have
Amen.
To live that life. This is good. This is good. This is good. And, yes, we could do a
Praise
whole series
God.
On obedience. But in this
yes,
hour,
indeed.
Pastor Terry has done great. Thank you so much, Evangelist.
But thank
Praise
you.
Praise God for his goodness.
Bless
Amen.
You. Bless
That's
you.
Thank you, sister. Love you. Love you, Evangelist.
That last caller out there, you didn't dial one. You know it's on your heart. You know you got something to say. Or you don't even know why you're here. And you're now questioning, hey, is there a God who can save me? Wait a minute. Where are these people getting this from? Dial one
Amen.
Right now. That's why we do this broadcast, so we can communicate and reconnect with our brothers and sisters throughout the United States. Pastor James Hudson, welcome to Women Speak Now with What's the Word and Pastor Terry.
Brother James Hudson, I'm on the phone with my friend. What's going on, my brother? I'm just stopping by. Remember, it was Thursday night, and I know you got Sister Terry on there, and Sister Cal and Evangelist going to be jumping on there. I said, well, let me go ahead and sharpen my little irons real quick. And,
Amen.
Yeah, let me sharpen them, because, we all on this battlefield, man. And that's what I've constantly
yes.
reminded of when I jump on this line, that, you know, you might not see them, but you got some other folks out here on the battlefield. They might be in a foxhole or something,
that's
but
right.
we are here. Yeah, we
foxhole,
are here. And
yes.
Like you just said, we're talking about obedience. And the good thing about it is that, thank God, we came up to a generation where we had parents that were raising,
yes.
but she didn't train them up. And you see the difference. That's the thing. You can just see the
yes.
difference. And when you look back at this younger generation, just have to shake your head and say, my God,
yes.
what can we do? But I'm just thankful that I came to that generation where obedience really meant something. Honoring your
Amen.
Parents really and truly meant something to the point where you could choose honoring your parents more than you honored your friends and wanting to hang out. You wanted to
yes,
please your parents more than you wanted to please your friends. And we're just missing that so much now. And so, but I'm, like I said, I'm just reminded when I get on the phone with other believers, to know, hey, man, you know, we're not like everybody else. There are some people
yes.
that's way behind when it
yes.
comes to obedience.
Amen.
It's all about that. So we're not perfect by no means, but we ain't like all these people out here
that's
in the world
right.
doing this stuff that they're doing out here. Can do, you know, a lot of things that we just can't do because of our fear and our love for God. There's something we just
that's
will
right.
not do. Period.
And James, not only Free. The fear of God, but fear of that belt. See, I was talking to somebody the other day. He was like, my son got
yeah.
ADHD. And I say, well we had ADHD. We had ADHD too. Only difference is they
yep.
give them pills now. They gave belts back then.
Right.
Well, no,
right.
belts,
exactly.
water holes.
yes.
Yeah. Those were the things that we had to experience to get some act right in us. And even though some of us
yeah.
went off the trail, we still came back. Train
up
a child in the way he should grow. That when he
get
older.
When they get old, they
some,
won't
some people got to go through some immature points in life.
Mm-hmm.
But when you know
yeah.
the
yeah.
root of discipline,
yeah.
you
discipline.
Remember that.
My God.
And I know I'm only who I am today because of them whoopings.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's right.
me, I'm going to
say
that's
me
too.
Right.
Yes.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
God.
Well, anyway.
And,
you
know,
so,
and we, hey. And we may have some
Thank
people on here
so
say, well,
confessing.
I never got whooping. I bet you watch your brother or sister get a whooping and made you do right and say, I don't want that whooping.
Oh.
That's
right.
That was me.
Yes.
yeah, I would, yeah.
Well, thank
just
you,
get it
Pastor
hard head, make
James.
Yeah. You're welcome,
James,
guys.
You know, I
love you guys.
Man, we love you too,
we
bro. You know,
too.
I'll be in Houston the first week of December.
Oh, okay. Didn't know that, man. We got to do lunch. That's for sure.
Yep. Well,
right,
we need to come to, you know, we're doing the presidential thing again.
Oh, okay.
Praise God.
Okay.
December the 4th,
well, I didn't know that.
Isn't it?
Yep, December the 4th
yeah.
At the Zaza.
Oh, okay.
Praise God.
Okay.
I'll call you.
That,
look,
that,
I'll call you one-on-one. That's
yeah,
what,
that's,
yeah,
okay,
that's what Sonya.
That. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I'll call you.
Amen.
I'll call you, definitely.
All right, then, bro. Okay.
Bless you, man.
Bless you, man. Take
Praise
care.
God. Bye-bye.
Let the church say, no, this
way. Hallelujah.
Pastor Terry, there, we have done great tonight, and God, I know, is smiling at us. Any last remarks from you? Any last comments? If you guys are out there, don't hang up right now. We want to share our new Now Church California praise
yes.
Song with the praise team. You want to the rest of that God.
Amen.
Other than that, any last remarks, and then pray us out of here, Pastor Cherry.
Oh, right. You know, I just want to tell people, no matter where we are in our walk, if we've been disobedient, it's not too late to just go to God wherever we are, whatever we've done, to ask for his forgiveness, because he's a forgiving and loving God. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father, I come to you humbly to just say thank you, God. Thank you, Father, for allowing me another opportunity on this line, on this broadcast, to share your
word. Thank
you,
Lord. Thank you,
Lord.
To
be your vessel, to share with the people. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I pray that if we're disobedient in anything in our walks, in our life as a believer, that we come to you directly to you,
yes,
and we
Lord.
Ask
yes.
for forgiveness. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank all the listeners that came on and joined in. We thank all the family that came in and commented. Father,
you,
in the name of Jesus, we pray that those that come in the archives, Father, we pray that the word that was shared through me as your vessel, that it doesn't fall on deaf ears, and I pray, Father,
yes,
that
Jesus.
Their hearts are open to receive it, because, Father, as your word ministers to me, Father, I know that you want me to share it with others so that we all
yes,
can
yes,
walk
Lord.
In obedience. And your son, Jesus Christ, family, in his your son's almighty name, I say amen,
hallelujah,
Father, and thank you. Praise God.
Amen. Come on, stand to your feet.
They got a boat. One more time, the God overflow.
Hey.